the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Well, fellow foodies, as Billy Joel says, a bottle of red, a bottle of white, it all depends on your appetite, but you can have anything you want at our Italian restaurant, and what better place for us to be broadcasting this week from one of our favorite Italian restaurants in all of the Grand Canyon State. It is Tavolino Ristorante Italiano here on the southwest corner of Skyline and Campbell. We are having a great time moving and shaking here. Our good friend Davide Garbin is going to be here with us in the second half of the show talking about the wonderful culinary opportunities they have for you to enjoy. Larissa Capizano herself, the assistant manager and special events coordinator, is going to be talking about all kinds of great things that you can do here at Tavolino for your next private party or special event. But we are broadcasting now deep in the heart of happy hour, and I'm here with our celebrity co-host of the week. It has been a long time since he's been on the show. Wanted to catch up with him. Fellow foodie and executive director of Children's Museum Tucson, Michael Luria is back.
Good afternoon.
How you doing, man?
It's fantastic. It's 75 degrees out, some clouds, perfect afternoon in July in Tucson.
July in Tucson. And, you know, and here we are, you know, watching the clouds kind of roll away. The sun is beginning to peek through, and we're here at the chef's table at Tavolino. How can it get any better than this?
When we have some food on this chef's table, but that's coming, I know. It is a beautiful table. It's a fantastic restaurant. What a great way to spend a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, we love it. Southwest corner of Skyline and Campbell, and as we said, we are deep in the heart of happy hour right now. There is a wonderful happy hour menu for you to take advantage of. All kinds of wonderful dishes, margarita pizzas, arugula con huevo pizzas, burrata pizzas, which we're going to be talking about, salads and soups and lovely appetizers. There's nothing on that happy hour menu that is over $8 a plate, which is just amazing. Wonderful wine specials, $5 and $6 glasses of wine, $5 wells, $3 beers. This is the place to be for a great happy hour on a Saturday, Michael.
It is a terrific happy hour. And you know what makes it even better? It's one of the few restaurants in town that has an extended happy hour. It goes till 7 p.m.
I love that. You know, you wrote about that. You're, of course, the meals and entertainment correspondent and editor for Inside Tucson Business. I read you every Friday. You actually wrote a column about that not too long ago. Where are the extended happy hours
in
town?
You know, I think it's great because, as you know, we all work hard, and sometimes you just can't get out of the office by 6 o'clock when most happy hours tend to end. And so it's fantastic that some restaurants respect the fact that some of us are working hard. We need those extended hours, and we can come up here. And interestingly enough, up at Skyline and Campbell, it is the trifecta of 7 p.m. happy hours.
Oh, listen to you.
Because we have Fleming's Prime Steakhouse that they go from 5 to 7, and then over at Raw across the street in La Cantata.
Right. So you can actually have the triangle of joy just go and run from one place to the other.
Absolutely.
And end up right here at Tavolino.
But Tavolino has a fantastic happy hour. There's their burrata pizza.
We're actually, excellent. I think we might even be trying that in the second half of the show because Larissa was telling me all about it. It's one of the few pizzas here that I've not had before, so I'm very excited about that. But, Michael, you travel the world looking for great culinary experiences. And, in fact, you don't have to travel far when you're here in Tucson, and I know you spend a lot of time out in California. But what have you found interesting along your culinary journeys these days?
You know, I think one of the recent finds, is, and it's not a new restaurant, but it's sort of new to me, and that's The Parish. I was there not too long ago, and
yes.
I have to tell you, it was great. We had a fantastic experience. Got together with a couple friends, and we had a lovely evening there. Great food, great ambiance, a lot of house-infused cocktails, so that was wonderful.
Did you try their bacon popcorn?
I did, and boy, is it addictive.
Yeah, I mean, just one right after the other after the other. I love what Parrish is all about because they kind of got into this whole gastropub game, but they have a unique interpretation. They call it kind of the Southern Fusion gastropub, and they really make all the flavors of the South come alive.
They do, I do. You know, and what I love about it is the food. Sometimes I think that restaurateurs get a little carried away with it. Descriptives, the gastro food, the Southern fusion, and this, the that. But if you just concentrate on good quality food, a great experience, you know, you're going to come out on top every time.
They don't overthink it. They
yes.
just do it. It's good quality food using quality ingredients done in a really kind of funky setting. I love it.
And I think other exciting things is you can still dine al fresco in July. It just so happens to be, if you want to be guaranteed that experience, go up to Mount Lemmon. So I was up on Mount Lemmon a couple weeks ago and at the Sawmill Inn restaurant.
Oh, yes.
Had a Bloody Mary up there I think it was a Sunday morning. That's my new summer thing, is trying to find that perfect Bloody Mary in Tucson.
Oh, so that's a great idea for a series of On the Menu Lives. We can take the show on the road and find Tucson's best Bloody Mary.
I think we should do that.
You know, I love restaurants that do the Bloody Mary bars. I was in Nevada not too long ago and actually had my first Bloody Mary bar experience. So you get your glass with the vodka, and then you just have this buffet of toppings and ingredients and fillers. It's just exciting.
Yeah, and the Cup Cafe does a little bit of that as well, so that's kind of nice. And everybody's got a different twist. And I'll tell you what my favorite sort of secret Bloody Mary is. It's with gin. If you
really?
Eat a gin Bloody Mary, and my favorite is number 209. It's a five times distilled gin. It's really smooth, and it's got the botanicals, but it's not overdone, so it works great in a Bloody Mary.
I am intrigued. Now, the flavor profile of that Bloody Mary with the gin, is it something that you will pick up on right away and say, man, I know that's gin, or is it just something different enough to keep you curious?
It's the latter. It's that different. It's like, ooh, this is good. And you may not know exactly why if nobody told you it was gin instead of vodka.
You learned it right here first from Michael Luria. Anyway, he's our celebrity co-host for the full half for the full hour. In fact, we're talking about all his newfound places on the culinary and the libation journeys. Of course, he does a great job keeping kids and families smiling all summer long. In fact, all year long out at the Children's Museum Tucson. I think one of the great family destinations in all of Arizona. What's going on at the museum these days?
It's a great time at the Children's Museum. It's summertime. It's our busy time. Kids are out of school, but lots of great things are happening. In May, we open Investigation Station. It is our Angel Charity exhibit, funded by Angel Charity, and it's
wonderful.
All about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. It's been a huge hit. You got to come out and check that out. But, you know, just last week, just this past Monday, we installed a new ambulance in public safety.
What?
So we have our Tucson Police Department motorcycle, our Tucson Fire Department cab of a fire truck, and now we have the CMT-EMT, our new ambulance.
So kids can just get inside, and the lights are flashing, and the sounds, and they get to learn that, and they got the defibs there, too.
We got a defibrillator. We've got a blood pressure cuff. You can role play. You can have fun. You can turn on the light bar and all the noises. It is fantastic, and it's kind of a little bit of H.R. Puffin stuff. We have the really small go-kart wheels with chrome rims, and we have this big ambulance on top. It's awesome.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay, so you know what? The brunch scene, you know, has really come alive in southern Arizona. We haven't, you know, seen a whole lot of action in brunch up until a couple of years ago. Is there a place that you're going for brunch these days that you enjoy?
You know, most recently, probably the Abbey, actually. And not only the brunch, they have a great Bloody Mary as well.
Yes, they do.
So I've enjoyed doing that. And actually, my experience up at the Sawmill Inn was on, and their Bloody Mary was on a Sunday, too. And they have sort of a brunchy, breakfasty kind of menu. They have great food up there. They smoke all their meats on site.
Oh, love it.
So great brisket.
Love it. Now, have you had the Bloody Mary at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails? Because I think you could practically walk to downtown from the Children's Museum, can't you?
I can walk or crawl if necessary. but you know what? I have. There on the weekends.
Right. Janos Wilder's Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, you know, really part of the pioneering movement to revitalize downtown. And you're right down there with the Children's Museum Tucson, right in all the fun of it all.
Well, we have a great partnership between the Children's Museum and Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails. We have a garden, and the produce from the garden that's cultivated out of it goes to Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, and it's featured in one of the menu items there. And then a dollar from the sale of that particular menu item comes back to the Children's Museum to support our programming.
That's great. People want to learn more about the museum and about your programming, and hours of operation, what to do with my kids this weekend kind of thing. How do they get in touch?
They can either visit our website, childrensmuseumtucson.org, or the phone number is 792-9985. And I tell you, if you're looking for something to do and the weekend's still going, Science Sundays. $2 admission every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We call it Science Sundays, and we feature STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematic-based programming. It's a great time to come out to the museum.
Love the Children's Museum here in Tucson. I'm Michael Luria, the executive director and fellow foodie. We're broadcasting live from Tavolino Ristorante Italiano on the southwest corner of Skyline and Campbell. We are deep in the heart of happy hour. All kinds of great food and drink specials await you right now, right here. People are starting to come in. They hear our voices, wondering what all the buzz is about. This is where the action is right now here at Tavolino. Well, speaking of action, on a Saturday, we love to talk about wine, Michael, and there's one woman in this community who we turn to for the wisdom of the grape, and there's only one woman in the town who can do that with such flair and with such passion and with such love. She's from Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room, and her name is Queen Yvonne Fouché. How are you, my friend?
I'm excellent, Matt. How are you?
We are having a great time at Tavolino. You know, things are starting to come out to the chef's table, and we're even thinking about, you know, wine as we're looking at this food. But you've got something going on this weekend, as you do every weekend, every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock. You've got these great wine tastings, these themed wine tastings, and we give you a week of homework, Yvonne. We give you 7 days to identify the exact wine that you want to reveal for our listeners as the wine of the week. We are anxious to hear the outcome of your very hard work this week. What's the wine of the week?
Well, you are absolutely right. It was a lot of work this week, and I had to taste hundreds of wines to come up with just the right one, but I did. And I'm going, as usual, I'm going off the beaten path this week, and it's not a wine that's on my tasting, but it could qualify for it. This week we're doing California Dreaming. That's our tasting, and it's all wines from California. But I ran across this screaming deal that I bought actually on Thursday, and I said, bring this into the shop. I'm putting it on sale. There's only a limited quantity. I bought everything there is in Arizona. So what I picked up, and I thought it was perfect. First of all, it's absolutely beautiful. It's called London Cab, and it's produced by Chateau Felice in Healdsburg, right there, one step off of the plaza in Healdsburg. For anybody that's ever been there, it's absolutely wonderful town, and they produce great wines. So this is a Cabernet that it's so flavorful and rich. It's got cherries, berries, it's got chocolate, it's got all these wonderful melding of flavors, and then it leads to a smooth, very silky tannic finish. So it's really a smooth wine with a lot of flavors. It's a beautiful wine. They aged it for 20 months on French oak. This thing, it was just so stellar, I couldn't get over it. It's called the London Cab. And I thought, how can you not have, with the Olympics starting here, how can you not have the London Cab to be drinking as you're watching the opening ceremonies and watching the Olympics for the next few weeks, however long they go on? So this guy is...
Well, the creative juices are absolutely flowing there at Catavinos, this wonderful, big, smooth, rich Cabernet from Healdsburg in Sonoma, which is one of my wife Nancy's and my favorite places to go. Healdsburg is such a wonderful, romantic destination in the wine country. And it sounds like you found the perfect wine to sort of celebrate this London Cab as we go into the Olympics. And you're thinking about the flavor profile that you've suggested. I'm thinking this is going to be a fairly pricey bottle of wine. How much is this bad boy?
Well, actually, it is a pricey bottle of wine, but not when you jump on it and you buy everything that's left in Arizona and you clean them out in a closeout. So this does, I can't find it anywhere online for less than $18, $19, $22. And I'm going to be selling this for $10.99. So it's great deal.
Okay, so that's a gold medal price.
Yeah, that's the gold medal price. The people that might be listening to the show
for the first time.
I hope you don't mind if I steal that line. That's a good line.
It's all yours.
It's all yours, he says. Anyway, for only $10.99. And in fact, if you're listening to this show for the first time and you can't imagine finding a world-class wine like the one Yvonne Fouché just talked about, for only $10.99, indeed, you heard her correctly, of all the 350 wines from all over the world that Yvonne stocks there at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, there's not a single bottle of wine. I challenge you to find one in the entire store that is over $15 a bottle, Yvonne. And as I always say, that's a significant public service that you're providing to this community.
And I love it.
So anyway, we've got just about another minute left, Yvonne. As we say, you've got these great Thursday, Friday, and Saturday wine tastings. You've got California Dreaming. You've identified 6 world-class wines to taste. You can come in there and have a little cheese, have a little cracker, get to know a few folks, come to Catavinos for the first time and get a sense of what all this wonder is all about. So, you friends, you have another couple hours to get down there on your way up to Tavolino for dinner tonight. Why don't you quickly recap some of the other wines that you're going to be showcasing tonight?
Oh, we've got a beautiful Chardonnay. I've got a white blend that's Pinot Grigio and Vermentino. It's a very interesting blend from Peltier Station. I've got a great Pinot Noir, a Michael Solberg Merlot, a Mendocino County Zinfandel, and the Crusher, Don Sebastiani's Petite Syrah from the Three Loose Screws Winery, go figure. So that's in Sonoma. So anyways, those are the wines we're featuring in our tasting this weekend, and so far everything has gone wonderful.
Oh, that sounds great. Anyway, Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room right down there on Alvernon, just a little bit south of Fort Lowell. Michael, it's a wonderful place to go.
You know, it's perfect time to go because you can have your own Vino Olympics.
You can have your own Vino Olympics, right. Gold medal experience. Anyway, Yvonne Fouché with Catavinos, thanks so much. We'll be talking to you next week.
Thank you, Matt.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Executive Chef Mark Murphy from New York City, one of the judges for the show Chopped on the Food Network. We can't wait. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell broadcasting live from the heart of happy hour here at Tavolino Ristorante Italiano. I'm going to be asking Larissa Capizano how I did with that pronunciation, Michael Luria.
Well, I'd give you the medal.
I mean, it's all about the inflection and the passion of the region. I mean, we're talking about Northern Italy, Michael Luria.
You have to feel it.
It's Tavolino Ristorante Italiano. That's and you know,
that's
now
Italian.
You know, Davide's over here rolling his eyes thinking, where did this guy come from? Anyway, we're having a great time here at Tavolino. Just the authentic destination for authentic Northern Italian cuisine. Again, in the heart of happy hour, there is not one item on their happy hour menu. Dancing around the world of Italy here for over $8, you've got wonderful pizzas. You've got great salads and soups. We're actually going to be trying this burrata pizza, I think, in the second half of the show, Michael, that we heard about. This is just going to be a lovely culinary experience for you to come and have a cocktail as well. You've got $5 wells, $3 beers. You've got glasses of wine for $5, $6, and not just any wine, Michael. I mean, when Christophe hand selects with love and with intention a glass of wine for you to enjoy this lovely Saturday afternoon, that is no easy thing to do, especially at that price point.
I think everybody has to get out here because all this love and passion that's going into the food and the wine, I mean, we can't let it just sit here.
You know,
we have to partake.
Exactly. And that's kind of what this is all about. When you walk into the door of Tavolino, it's all about love and it's all about passion. And I tell Davide every time I see him, you know, I have that impact on most people. You know, love and passion just follow me wherever I go. Anyway, we're broadcasting live from Tavolino and we're waiting for our good friend, Chef Mark Murphy from New York City to call in, who's one of the celebrity judges for the show Chopped. And Michael, we were talking about this before the show started. There's a special episode of Chopped, which is going to premiere tomorrow on the Food Network at 7 o'clock Tucson time. The first time they've taken the show Chopped out of the studio and on location, and of all the places in the world to do this special shoot for Chopped, they actually select
Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona. I mean, the grand old Pueblo here. We're going to be talking with Chef Mark Murphy about his first experience in coming to Tucson, and we're so excited because, Michael, I think he's on the phone with us right now. Chef Mark Murphy, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you, everybody? How's it going?
Hey, we're doing great. You know, it's funny that you called in today, Chef, because we're broadcasting live from Tavolino Ristorante Italiano, and in getting to know you a little bit better through your work, I understand you were actually born in Milan, were you not?
Yes, I was. I was born in Italy, yep. And
born in Italy.
It's right away from Tucson.
Right away from Tucson, indeed. Well, anyway, you were out here recently. We were telling our listeners right before you got on that of all the places in the world to take your first on-location shoot from the studio in New York and the Food Network out to God's country, you chose Tucson, Arizona for the first Grill Masters series of Chopped, which premieres tomorrow on the Food Network at 7 o'clock Tucson time. What brought you out to the desert Southwest to get to know how things are grilling out here?
Well, you know, I mean, the producers do an amazing job putting this show together. When they decided to take it on the road, I think just Tucson seemed like the right place to do it, and the old Tucson movie studios there were just an amazing place to happen. And what was really cool about it is it really was the exact same show. They just basically dropped it in the middle of the desert, and you know, we had the crazy baskets, the same old show, doing having everybody's getting the nerves going when they open that basket.
That's right. Well, you know, it's not just about what you're expecting with the basket and the revealing of the secret ingredients, but you came out and understand we had a little bit of sun, a little bit of wind for you when you were out here.
Oh, yeah, as you well know, you know, you get up in the morning. We started shooting very early in the morning. It was pretty darn cold out there. And then as the day went on, it was just getting hotter. And then the wind would kick in. it was really kind of funny. It was, you know, getting all those different weather conditions was, it just made it more interesting.
Right. Well, you shot on location there at the old Tucson studios. And for our listeners who have seen Chopped, they kind of have an idea for the structure of the show. And you've got these contestants that are pit up against each other, against the clock, trying to put together these great culinary experiences for you, the judges, the sophisticated judges. But this is all about grilling, this series, which premieres tomorrow. Talk about the concept of bringing this out to the grill.
Well, it was amazing because, you know, we basically, the only difference was we gave them a grill and we gave them a smoker. And we said, you know, good luck. Here you go. Same rules apply, same time limits, same crazy baskets. And it was a challenge, but I got to tell you, it is absolutely amazing when you see these people with the passion they have for food and what they could come up with in this amount of time was just incredible. It was really, really fun to be able to be a judging all those shows.
And I understand our friends Jen and Tom Duncan from Whiskey Ranch Barbecue just up the street in Gilbert were kind of a husband and wife competitors that you're going to actually see, listeners, on the season premiere tomorrow. I'm hoping that Jen and Tom Duncan brought their A-game, Chef.
Well, I think everybody brought their A-game, but I got to tell you, it's a difficult competition, and it's really it was actually, I think, the first time we ever had a husband and wife team on there on the show. Don't recall, but I think it was the first time that ever happened. It was really interesting and a lot of fun, I got to tell you.
That's great. So these contestants are going to be vying for a $50,000 grand prize, and you as one of the judges get a chance to kind of guide them all the way up to victory. What kinds of things, Chef, are you looking for when you're judging a high-energy, high-intensity competition like Chopped?
You know, the thing that I'm always interested in is really is the food on the plate. In the end of the day, it doesn't matter what happened during it, what happened, whatever. It has to happen on the plate when it's sitting in front of me. That's the most important thing. That's what I got to see.
Can you give any of our listeners a little preview about the basket and maybe what some of the ingredients
I'm
were?
I'm not allowed to do that. You guys got to watch the show to see what's in those baskets.
We'll be watching. But don't worry about that.
I think for your listeners that know our show, it's going to be pretty amazing, though. It's always very, very interesting, and it's most interesting to see what these contestants can sort of come up with within the time frame. It's always a pleasure to watch from the judges' seat or, I think, from the television.
That's great. Chef Mark Murphy, a pleasure having you on the show. You were one of the judges for the new Chopped Grill Masters series that premieres tomorrow on the Food Network at 7 o'clock Tucson time. I've already set my DVR. This is going to be an exciting show to watch. We're going to be getting behind our Arizonans with full force, and we want to make sure that our listeners know the next time you're in New York, please do yourself a favor. Chef Mark Murphy has put together a range of restaurants that have his name, that have his intention, that have his DNA, really. Landmark restaurants across New York City and Ditch Plains restaurants across New York City. I think some of the finest eating that our listeners can experience when you get to New York, try those restaurants out. And in fact, ask for Chef Mark Murphy by name. Mark Murphy, thank you
absolutely.
So much for coming on the
thank
show.
You.
We look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the Food Network.
Absolutely. Thank you
anyway.
So much. And everybody have a good watching. Take care.
We will do it, Chef. We will do it. Anyway, we can't wait to watch tomorrow.
I know, it's right. And it's just fantastic for Tucson.
Okay, we're going to take a quick Fox News break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, it's Manja out here on the Menu Live. Don't go away.
Hey, Arizona, how you doing? Guy Fieri from the Food Network, and I know you are digging it when you're listening to On the Menu Live with Matt Wrestle.
And welcome back, fellow foodies, to On the Menu Live. Matt Wrestle broadcasting from the heart of Happy Hour here at Tavolino Ristorante Italiano on the southwest corner of Skyline and Campbell, where all the wonder is, where all the mystery is, where all the food is. Michael Luria, our celebrity co-host, we can't wait for this segment.
It is great to be here.
I mean, how we would rather be nowhere else.
Absolutely.
Especially when you take a look at this Happy Hour menu, all these wonderful plates. And we're not talking about these itsy-bitsy plates that you get at some other restaurants. I mean, Happy Hour, it's all about, intention, and they put together some wonderful offerings here for you. Nothing on that Happy Hour menu for over $8. Great drink specials. They're coming in the door. They're getting a sense of the atmosphere here. I can't contain my enthusiasm.
It is fantastic, and you know what's lovely about this restaurant and everybody associated with it is the hospitality.
It really is.
And the warmth and the generosity.
Yeah, and you know, when you walk in to the front door of Tavolino, you know, and I've said this to my friends, and we've brought some guests here who've never been here before. I mean, you really feel like you've become a part of the Garbin family almost. And what a great segue that is. I don't know if he wants us in his family or not. Davide Garbin, how are you doing, my friend?
How are you, Matt?
I'm doing absolutely beautiful. I mean, you have rolled out the red carpet for us here on a Saturday afternoon. We love talking about great food and great company and a great atmosphere, and we can't imagine a better place than to do it right here at Tavolino.
No, I really appreciate to have you here, like in Tavolino, and your pronunciation on Ristorante Italiano is perfect.
Oh, that's great. Like, I'm in. I've arrived.
Yeah, I might call like Prime Minister Monti to give you like a nationality.
I have been duly designated an Italian pronunciation sophisticate by the man himself, Davide Garbin. We're actually here with a woman that we've gotten to get to know, who gave us a wonderful tour, and she speaks quite passionately about the Tavolino brand, the Larissa Capizzano, the assistant manager, special events coordinator. How have you been? Okay, so we got to get you turned up on the microphone. So here we go. We're going to have that microphone works, and I bet that one's going to work in about 2 seconds. Let's try that again.
Thank you so much.
Perfect.
I'm so happy to have you all here.
Well, with this gorgeous thing that you have just laid before our eyes, I mean, how can we possibly be anywhere else?
It's hard not to.
Like Tavolino basically was opened by Massimo Tenino and his ex-wife in a location like nearby, which Aina in Oracle, and for about like 4-7 years. A couple of years ago, I know Massimo for a long time, so he kind of contacted me and he wanted to open like a bigger place. My experience has always been overseas. From England to Germany, and of course in Italy, where I grew up. I was born and raised in Milan, in the north part, between Lake Como. You know, not a bad area.
Beautiful part of
the world. I should say so.
And I joined him over here, and here we are, 2 and a year, and I'm almost like more than 2 years in a new location. We went from a small little place with like 80 seats to this wonderful location and wonderful plaza with 200 and plus seats, and. The food at Tavolino is like as closest as you can get to Italy. We are authentic, as you can tell from my accent, and hopefully you can understand me.
I thought you were from Detroit.
I am from Detroit.
You had me fooled this whole time. So it really is about that authentic sense of place, the regional inspirations.
Absolutely.
For the menu. Now I'm gonna just put it on the table, Davide. I'm going to ask you. I want you to help our listeners understand. There's this growing gulf between the northern Italian culinary approach and the southern Italian culinary approach. And from what I understand, there's this big brick wall that divides the northern Italians from the southern Italians. How can you help kind of distinguish the northern Italian approach to cuisine versus the southern Italian?
Yeah. The wall is there and is not there.
Yes.
So, like, for us Italian, you always say, like, it's the north or the south. Like, I guess in a lot of places, like east and west and north and south. The north cuisine is, I want to say, a little more, like, lean, kind of like, I want to use cleaner, but it's more like forward. Like,
yes.
A little, like. So light, lighter, basically.
Right, right.
In the south, which I was in vacation last year, and I was in Larissa, like area, I was in Calabria, is fantastic. I always went in vacation in the south when I was in Italy. Mm. So I was in Calabria. The south is the earthiness of the food comes out. So nice. You can get, like, fresh food everywhere. In other, you don't get on the north. But I will say probably, and I'm from the north, people on the south have more passion for for the food.
Well, I appreciate your honesty.
So more like the heartland of Italy?
The heartland of Italy, yeah. If I have my daughter over here, which is not here, she can tell you. She woke up last year at 6:30 to go like up the mountain in Calabria to go and get fresh ricotta.
Wow, wow. Okay, so it's a myth then, Davide, that northern Italian is all about sort of chicken and fish and light sauce, and Southern Italian, you know, that Naples style with the heavy bolognese and the cheese and the rich. I mean, you got it all here.
We got it all
at Tavolino.
We got it all. We got, like, over here, we have, like, we made fresh pasta. So our, like, we have in front of us our homemade pappardelle with pesto, with green beans, the real deal, like it's supposed to be in Liguria. We have in front of us a beautiful pizza burrata with a fresh burrata cheese with the prosciutto from Parma that we carefully select from like the vendor that we get. And a beautiful, like, roasted. We have, like, Massimo actually designed the rotisserie where we use to cook our pork and the chicken.
Now, let me ask you about that, because Larissa talked a little bit about that when I came in. I showed up a little early. I like to kind of scout out the joint a little bit because I'm a regular guest here in the dining room. But
yes,
I never get a kind of a peek behind the door. And Larissa says, you know, we'd love to have you come back and look at our kitchen.
Absolutely.
I mean, and what a wonderful invitation that was, because so few places are happy with bringing outsiders in. But I had a chance to look at this rotisserie. I mean, to call it an appliance would be a disservice. I mean, this is a part of the story that we're talking about, and I don't know that there are many places here in Arizona that are really doing wood-fired meats.
That I know, I don't know. I think the idea came from several places. Of course, in Italy, in the summer, we do a lot of rotisserie. And it came out, actually, Massimo was great, and we went over the drawing, and then we gave it, and they built it for us, and this is the result. I mean, wonderful succulent meat, you know, pork and chicken, and whatever you can put on that, basically.
Well, there's probably no weight requirement to, reasonably sized animal on that thing. But anyway, before we get to the tasting, which is really, we're showing... And, absolutely, remarkable restraint by not just diving headfirst. But I'm almost intimidated because it's so beautiful. I mean, this is not something that you just dive into. You want to take a look at the presentation. And you want to sort of feast on it with your eyes a little bit and just sort of get a sense of this multidimensional, almost surround sound experience that you're getting from the presentation. I mean, this is something that you don't take lightly here. This is as much a part of the experience as something that tastes good.
Absolutely, absolutely. Every plate, we like to look at every single item. Like I said before, with the prosciutto, we use a lot of different vendors. We try to use local items of locally grown here in Arizona. And the pasta is fresh made every day, especially hour long. So our tagliatelle for the bolognese, the pappardelle, even our lasagna, the pasta for the lasagna is homemade.
All homemade. And with inspired from Chef Massimo's grandmother, I think.
Grandmother recipe.
So you can come and feast on the family traditions of the Tonino family. We're actually sitting here right at the chef's table with a lot of our fans. Let's hear it from our fans here who have come out to support. In fact, I see Frankie and Deb Santos from Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks over there. I mean, you've got all the celebrities here. But we're sitting here at the chef's table, and, you know, Larissa, you and I were talking about, kind of an opportunity that your guests can have if they want kind of a off-the-menu kind of experience. Talk about the chef's table.
Sure. It's right next to our kitchen, so you get a really hands-on experience watching the chefs go to work. And if you'd like to give me a call at the restaurant, and I would be happy to plan out a menu with our chef, and we can walk you through a taste of Italy.
I mean, it's a beautiful table, and it's only made more beautiful by the food that's sitting in front of us on it. I mean, it is just spectacular. I think we're just sort of holding back. I mean, it's just...
Well, we got three more minutes to... Yeah. I mean, because there's so much part of it, but, you know, it's just killing me. Yeah. I mean, I see pappardelle, and I start trembling, in fact. I mean, I'm not ashamed.
I was going to say drooling.
There's a little bit of a tremble. There's a little bit of a drool. And to know that that's done with the inspiration of generations of Tadinos, the way that sort of glistens with that beautiful pesto. Anyway, we're going to be talking a little bit about that as we dive in here in a couple of minutes. But so the chef's table is a great opportunity to come in here, work with the culinary team, design your own menu. What a great sort of special event, celebration. And celebration is really all about Tavolino, what it is, because we're celebrating family and company and companionship and food. And you can actually have a private party or a special event right here, can you not?
Absolutely. We do corporate events. We can do engagement parties, bridal showers, rehearsal dinners. If you have a small enough, we could do the reception after a wedding. We have a great private dining room that holds up to 40, but we definitely have other accommodations if your party is larger. Again, I'll work with the chef. We'll make a nice customized menu for you. We can have wines hand-selected by Christoph within your price point, and it's a wonderful, wonderful culinary adventure.
Wonderful. And I love how this wraparound patio that you have. I mean, the views are spectacular virtually from every seat on the patio.
Lucky. It's a very Mediterranean plaza that we have here, so it's really this plaza was almost built for us to come in here.
Right. Well, and on a beautiful Saturday afternoon where, you know, it's cooled off and you have some great cover. I mean, it's a beautiful place to be out here. And
oh,
happy
absolutely.
Hour, great food, great ambiance, great people.
Absolutely. And on Saturday lunch, we actually offer half off our bottles of wine on our wine list. So from 11 to 3 with our lunch menu, you can come in, sit on the patio, enjoy half off wines, try some wines that you might not try otherwise, and just enjoy the beautiful Tucson afternoon.
I love a wine special for lunch, Michael. I mean, you know you've come to the right place when you can come here on a Tuesday, here's the applause again, and get half-off wines on lunchtime.
The Italian way.
And the Italian way. I mean, Davide, you call it authentic. That's the way it is. So Chef actually has put together, I heard, a kind of a series of cooking classes that some of our listeners might want to know about.
We're super excited. August 13th. 14th and 15th, we'll be offering classes. The first will be grilling Italian style. We'll be doing a insalata caprese, assorted pizzas on the grill. You can learn how to do that. You'll be eating with Massimo, cooking with him, and
wow.
then being able to take the recipes home. Tuesday, we'll be doing risotto and a tiramisu and a martini glass. And then Wednesday, you'll be able to go back in the kitchen and learn how to make fresh tagliatelle and ravioli, which is my personal favorite to watch. I love watching them make ravioli.
Just gorgeous.
Yes.
And you can do, and you're, and Massimo's a part of that. So.
Oh, Massimo will be here.
So what are you charging, $500 a piece?
Oh, no.
A little more than that.
$65 a person, and then $175 for all three classes.
What a deal.
Yeah, space is limited. We're only doing about 12 people, so if you're interested, call the restaurant fast.
And how can people make reservations to do that?
They can call the restaurant and make reservations with the host.
And what's the number for the restaurant so people know?
It is 531-1913.
531-1913. Ask for Larissa by name and say, I heard you on the radio. It sounds too good to be true.
It's true.
Get take advantage of that. So anyway, the time has come. I mean, I can't take it anymore, Davide. So, I haven't eaten in several hours, and I don't want to do a disservice to the intention here. I want to know exactly what order we should follow here. Is there something that our palate should enjoy first versus second versus third?
I will go with the pizza first.
So happy you said that. All right, here we go.
Like you say, it's also like in our happy hour menu, and that's like the pizza burrata with it doesn't have tomato sauce because it actually goes very well with like just fresh chopped tomato. When we cook it, we put some extra virgin olive oil, which is from Liguria, where Massimo is from, so from the San Remo side, which is close to France. And as thin as possible slice prosciutto, so Parma prosciutto. I also like San Daniele, but we prefer the Parma here at Tavolino.
Oh, my goodness.
So. It's like a slice of heaven.
With a capital
it
H.
Is. Okay, it's probably one of my, you know, favorite pizza.
You've nailed the crust here. It's got a little bit of that char, so you've got a little bit of crisp on the end, and it's tender inside. There's a chewiness to it. So, I mean, this is what a pizza is supposed to be like.
Yeah, and what I forgot is that our we have a wood burning oven, so pizza oven is completely wood.
And what kind of wood are you using in that oven?
We use a pecan.
Pecan is perfect.
Pecan is perfect for this kind of like for the pizza to cook in pizza.
And it doesn't hurt that the dough is homemade either.
The dough is homemade.
And you can taste that right away. I mean, with no disrespect to our restaurant distributors. I mean, this is all made in house, and this is beautiful. You can taste the intention. And the prosciutto, the Parma, is just a little salty, which mixes with the creaminess of that cheese and the crust on that. Gorgeous, gorgeous.
Thank you for sharing your love with us.
So we got 2 minutes left. Where are we going next?
After that, I will go with the pappardelle al pesto, with like green beans and pesto. Again, is like a Ligurian sauce. Pretty simple to make because it's. It takes like basil, fresh basil, if it's possible, some pinoli nut, and Parmesan cheese. Or some people put Romano cheese and oil. So that's what you need, extra
light,
virgin olive oil.
Fresh, perfect for this time of year.
Yeah, very bright and intense flavors. The pesto is just so intense, but in a perfect way.
Just not overbearing. The garlic is the perfect accompaniment, and there's a little bit of a resistance on the pasta.
Correct.
So it's absolutely done in that authentic way. Pappardelle pesto, it's gorgeous.
That's actually my favorite.
Strongly recommend that.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to attempt to ascend this mountain of of mystery that you put before us. This is gorgeous. Tell me about this.
This is basically our rotisserie pork that we mentioned before. And it's like slowly roasted about like 2.5 hours on pecan, on wood. We serve it with roasted potato and sauteed spinach. So it really melts in your mouth. And the juice is the same juice where we collect and we like serve it when we are ready to serve it to the customer.
You're doing a brine on this before it goes on?
We do a tiny brine, yes. For about 1 day and a half.
It's succulent. It's tender. It stands up, and you can taste the wood on that.
Beautiful.
It's just absolutely gorgeous. So, and then this is some fresh
spinach. Fresh peanuts sauté and roasted potato.
It's a piece of art, and the crispiness of those potatoes. I think I'm going to have to dive in and have one of those before
we do our
trivia question.
Mm. It is a feast for not only the eyes, but the whole experience.
For all the senses.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
So we're going to get caught up a little bit more on the Tavolino story, but we've got some listeners, I think, that want to call in to see if they know the answer to the trivia question this week. And Tavolino is going to give you a gorgeous bottle of wine, Larissa, that you've chosen for this week.
Yes, the Pietro Rinaldi Nebbiolo. It's the Argante. It's beautiful. It's from our chef and owner's brother's winery in Piedmonte. And where it's also accompanied with two wine glasses with Daisy Pattern from Elements right next door. They feature tabletop designs from Jalisca, Viteri, Arte Italica, Sid Dickens, and Agraria Home Fragrance. They're wonderful neighbors.
Love Elements.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Absolutely love them.
Fantastic. So we'll be partnering up with them to give away this wonderful offer. And our question is, what does Tavolino mean?
Great question. What does Tavolino mean? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, right here at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a wonderful world-class bottle of wine and two gorgeous handmade wine glasses. 880-KNST. Good luck. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Howe here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live. My buddy, Matt Ruffin.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Tavolino Ristorante Italiano. Now that I'm a proven professional, so says Davide Garvin, having a great time here in the heart of happy hour, having lovely wood-smoked meats and gorgeous house-made pappardelle with pesto and this wonderful Parma pizza. What do we call that, Michael? The
burrata.
The burrata. The burrata pizza. Okay, anyway, we've got a couple of callers that think they know the answer to the trivia question, and is what in the world does the word Tavolino mean? And we're going to go right to line one and say hi to John. John, what's your answer?
I think it means little table.
Little table. Let's go to the professionals to see what they have to say.
Got it.
Yeah, you got it.
Davide says you got it.
Small table.
Anyway, the answer is right. John, you got it. Congratulations.
Wow. Great.
I'm so delighted to hear how excited you are. John, thank you so much. Now, let me ask you, have you been to Tavolino before, sir?
I have always wanted to go there, and I've never been.
Oh, this is very exciting. So we've got someone on the phone who's never been to Tavolino. I didn't think there was anyone within, you know, our listenership that's never been to this wonderful place. Anyway, it's going to be a treat for you, John. I don't want you to hang up. I want you to stay on the line because Kat back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to get in touch with you and let you know how to pick up this wonderful, gorgeous bottle of wine, these great wine glasses from Elements. And while you're here, I want you to just enjoy the menu and get to know Davide and Larissa. Your life is about to change, sir. Thank you so much for listening, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Anyway, the first caller gets it, guys.
All right.
So it means little table.
Little table.
Which is
little
funny
table.
Because we're sitting at probably one of the biggest tables I've ever seen.
Here we are.
We're sitting at Tavolone.
So what's the story behind Little Table is the name of a restaurant? Is it sort of that kind of classic Italian cafe feel? Or
basically.
I'm making that up. I don't know.
No, it's exactly. Small like a classic cafe, small restaurant, usually like, you know, your 50, 60 seats, a cafe. When you go to Italy, we don't have that many large restaurant in Italy, actually. When you go there, you realize there is all small, like family. Small.
And the kitchens are even smaller.
The kitchen is small.
Exactly.
That's right. There's really nothing small here at Tavolino, no. I assure you. I mean, we just this the feast that they put before us is absolutely extraordinary. Almost tough to put into words, but we'll let our stomachs and our mouths do the talking. Anyway, we didn't get a chance to talk about your bar program, and we're here, as we said, in happy hour, having a great time. I've just discovered Tavolino's happy hour myself for the first time about 3 weeks ago, and my wife and I, and that's one of our favorite places to come. You got a full-service bar there. There's a lot of action over there. Talk about the bar.
Oh, it's fantastic. We do a number of wines by the glass. In addition to our happy hour wines, you can really take a taste through Italy as far as your palate goes for wine. Our bartenders are well equipped to really help you navigate because some people aren't familiar with Italian wine, so they're more than happy to tell you what you know you're drinking and where it compares to in your American palate. And, you know, we have full-service dinner up there, and we do happy hour in our bar area. It goes off really well. Friday, it's a fight to the finish to get a seat. but it's a great time. We have a lot of fun up there.
Okay, we've got a caller who wants to know the web address. So how can people find out about you online?
It's TavolinoRistorante.com. It's R-I-S-T-O-R-A-N-T-E.
TavolinoRistorante.com, or just hit Tavolino Tucson in Google. It's going to take you right there.
Correct.
Absolutely. So great bar atmosphere. You have another event coming up that we want to talk about, too.
We do. It's a Ferragosto Festival. We're opening up on a Sunday for it. We're normally closed on Sundays for our day of rest. But August 12th, we'll be opening. We're doing a multi-course meal, family style. We'll feature salami, grilled seafood salads, crab cakes. We're doing a whole rotisserie pork on the rotisserie.
Now, say a whole pork, are you talking about a whole pig?
The whole thing on is going to be on there.
Kind of like the whole enchilada?
The whole enchilada. You got it. The whole thing will be on there.
If there was an Italian enchilada, Davide will find some way to get that thing
yes.
on the spit. Wow.
It's going to be so much fun. Ferragosto, all the Italians in August, they leave everything behind. They all head to the beach and enjoy their family and the friends and have big festivals, and that's what we'll be doing here. It'll be a beach theme. We'll have wine on the table and beach pails. It'll be super fun.
What a blast.
It'll be awesome. $75 a person, excluding tax and gratuity. You can make reservations with the host. It'll be big tables of 10. It'll be so much fun.
I think we should come, and then I think we should celebrate in the spirit of it and go to the beach when we're done.
Absolutely.
And then afterwards, and speaking of the beach, there's a little Tavolino sort of familia over a little bit further west.
Absolutely. You can head to Isola, our new location in San Diego. It's right in the heart of Little Italy. And actually, they just won Best Pizza in San Diego, San Diego Magazine. So you can head over there after you finish with our festival, but just don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive, absolutely. Be responsible, you know?
Exactly.
Or call Entourage. That's how it works.
Exactly.
Anyway, we got about 2 more minutes left before the end of the show. We want to make sure that all of our listeners know exactly where you're located, exactly your hours of operation, the lunch, the dinner. Just hit me.
Sure. We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch. We do 11 to 3. And then dinner, we do 5 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, 5 to 9 Monday through Thursday. And our happy hour is in our bar area from 3 to 7 Monday through Saturday.
You can't miss.
You can't miss us.
No matter what time of day it is, you can't go wrong.
No matter what time. Special events, private parties, authentic Northern Italian. In fact, there's probably some Southern in there sprinkled in for balance. But anyway, Davide Garbin, what's the one thing you want our listeners to know about this wonderful restaurant?
Just come over here and you will experience like the real Italian feast. Like you're part of the family when you come over here, and that's what a lot of like customer become friends because not only they come over here, also forced to enjoy the food, but they are suggestion when they go on vacation to go to Italy and Europe in general. And when they come back, they say, "Yeah, thank you because you sent me to the particular, you know, restaurant or in particular town." So.
He helped my vacation be that much better, that's for sure.
So now that I'm an authentic member of the Tavolino family, you're going to have like second cousins and third cousins and fourth cousins come in here wonder when they get to accompany you to the old country. Anyway, Davide Garbin, what a pleasure it is to sit down with you.
Thank you, Matt.
Always
you
love
much.
Having your company. And Larissa, how great it is to get to know you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank
I don't
you.
Know what more I can say other than mangia, as they say. Thank you so much for listening to On the Menu Live. We'll be back next weekend. Take care.